Objectives of macroeconomic policy. What are objectives, and how are they different from instruments? 1. Objectives are the aims or goals of government policy. 2. Instruments are the means by which these aims might be achieved. For example, the government might want to achieve an objective of a low rate of inflation. The main instrument to achieve this are changes in monetary policy interest rates, and since May 1997 they have been set by the Bank of England. Fiscal policy could be another instrument to achieve this aim. This is in the hands of the government. Supply-side policies can also be used to control inflation and promote growth. The government might have another objective, namely to make the distribution of income and wealth more equal. It would then choose the policy instruments it thinks are best suited to reaching to this aim, perhaps a change in the income tax system or a rise in the national minimum wage. The main policy instruments available to meet macroeconomic objectives are monetary policy, changes to interest rates, the supply of money and credit, and also changes to the value of the exchange rate. Fiscal policy, changes to government taxation, government spending and borrowing. Supply-side policies designed to make markets work more efficiently. The objectives of UK economic policy. The key objectives for the UK are stable low inflation. The government's inflation target is 2.0% for the consumer price index. The Monetary Policy Committee sets interest rates at a level it thinks will meet the inflation target over a two-year horizon. Sustainable growth, as measured by the growth of real gross domestic product, sustainable in keeping inflation low and in reducing the environmental impact of growth. Improvements in productivity, this is designed to improve competitiveness and trade performance. The pressures of globalization and the increasing competition within the European single market make this one of the key objectives of the government. High employment. The government wants to achieve full employment, a situation where all those able and available to find work have the opportunity to work. At the time of writing, the key aim is to limit the effects of the recession on the level of unemployment. Rising living standards and a fall in relative poverty, for example the objective of cutting child poverty and reducing pensioner poverty. Sound government finances, including control over government borrowing and the total national debt. The 1970s and 1980s were often described as years of stop-go, meaning that growth and inflation from one year to the next was often volatile and unpredictable. The government always emphasizes macroeconomic stability as one of its main aims. It believes that the stability of the economy is necessary for encouraging increased investment, productivity, company profits and employment. For many years the UK has enjoyed economic stability, but in 2008 this came under threat because of the credit crunch and the steep increase in world commodity prices. Then in 2009 the British economy fell into recession for the first time in 16 years. As a chart above illustrates, growth slumped and the rate of unemployment started to rise very steeply. 1A 1B 1C 1D 2A 2B